defense. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden says he wanted to take down the Chinese spy balloon as soon as it was above the U.S., but listen to the advice of military commanders.
President Biden says his view was always to shoot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon when it flew in the U.S. airspace last week, but military commanders recommended holding off.
They concluded we should not shoot it down over land. It was not a serious threat, and we should wait till we got across the water.
A U.S. fighter jet shot down that balloon Saturday afternoon off the Carolina coast. The president says he has made it clear to China what the U.S. response would be, saying the incident does not weaken the administration's position with the Chinese government. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Navy is using an underwater unmanned vehicle to photograph and track debris from the balloon. The White House says help is on the way to Turkey and Syria after a powerful earthquake in the region killed at least 3,500 people.
In addition to the U.S. personnel currently on the ground, we are in the process of deploying additional teams to support Turkish search and rescue efforts and address the needs of those injured and displaced by the earthquakes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, major aftershocks continue in the region. The controlled release of toxic chemicals from derailed tanker cars in Ohio has begun.
Vinyl chloride contents of 5 rail cars are currently unstable and could potentially explode, causing deadly disbursement of shrapnel and toxic fumes.
Governor Mike DeWine, who ordered evacuations in the area near the border with Pennsylvania, authorities say they believe most people in the danger zone left before that warning was issued. On Wall Street, stocks slip as worries about high interest rates rattle investors. The Dow lost 34 points, the Nasdaq off 119, the S&P minus 25. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Prosecutors will soon be able to introduce allegations of financial crimes in the double murder trial of a former South Carolina attorney.
Judge Clifton Newman made the ruling Monday morning after hearing testimony from multiple witnesses without the jury present.
While motive is not a necessary element, the state must prove malice, and evidence of motive may be used to prove it.
Prosecutors allege the defendant acted out of fear of being exposed and murdered his wife and son to create a distraction. The defense insists this theory is both unproven and makes little sense given the additional scrutiny the murders placed on their client. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Federal officials say a cyber attack caused a nearly day-long outage to the nation's new 988 mental health helpline late last year. The information just disclosed to the Associated Press. Lawmakers are now calling for the federal agency that oversees the program to prevent future attacks. A giant in the amusement park business has put out the now hiring sign.
Amusement park company Cedar Fair is hiring 35,000 seasonal employees in the U.S. and Canada for this year. Cedar Fair says it's holding the largest job fair in its history from February 18th to 24th. It'll be hiring ride operators, lifeguards, and workers for food and beverage services and aquatic security. Its parks include Cedar Point, Great America, Dorney Park, Knott's Berry Farm, and others. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Powerball jackpot is now $747 million. No one has won the jackpot since November. The odds of winning are 1 in over 290 million. The odds are designed to build up big jackpots to get more people to buy tickets. If the winner takes the cash option, they'll take in just over $403 million. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.